The emergency call you're about to hear came into the Willamette Valley 911 Center in Salem, Oregon, but it could have been almost anywhere in America. A call in a foreign language is a daily or almost daily occurrence in urban counties.
911.
Bueno, es para mí.
So, do you have an emergency? Do you have an emergency?
Sí.
Wait just a moment.
At this point, the dispatcher clicks a speed dial button to conference in an interpreter. Every 911 center in this part of the country has a contract with an emergency translation service like this.
Thanks for calling. What language?
Spanish.
Thanks for your operator number. One moment, please.
Thank you. Your call may be monitored or recorded.
On this call, it takes 55 precious seconds for the translator to come on the line.
We will be with you shortly.
Veteran call taker and training manager Andrea Tobin says the wait can be excruciating, though you can't hear it in the dispatcher's voice.
We get pretty tense, especially if we know it's a medical call or this person that is in obvious distress. When it's Spanish, it's pretty quick and easy for us to understand. When it's a different dialect, it becomes more complicated for us because we don't recognize them all. And then they put us on hold while they get an interpreter that is the language that we need. And that can sometimes be very quick. Sometimes it's 30 seconds or a minute.
Hi. My name is Luz. My ID is...
Spanish is by far the most common requested language for emergency translation, typically followed by Russian, Vietnamese, and Chinese dialects in varying order. Lately, call center supervisors in northwestern U.S. cities say they're seeing African and Middle Eastern languages crop up, a consequence of refugee inflows, perhaps. Translation companies such as Telelanguage and LanguageLine boast they have interpreters for 200 languages available. Willamette Valley 911 Director Mark Buchholz says having their interpreters on call is less expensive and easier than hiring bilingual operators. Three of the 55 people on his staff who answer calls are certified bilingual, two in Spanish, one in Russian. Buchholz says centers like his actively recruit for bilingual call takers, but they're hard to find.
It's really tough to require a second language as a requirement to work for us. While it's important, we do pay a bonus. The volume isn't significant enough for us to have that an exclusive requirement for hiring.
At the Salem 911 Center, it's 3 minutes into the call from the running man. He says two men in a car are chasing him, possibly from the hospital. The call taker and interpreter go several rounds with him, trying to figure out where this is happening.
No, aquí estoy parado.
En la esquina de Lee Street y One Way.
Uh-huh. Hey.
I'm standing right on the corner of One Way and Lee Street.
We don't have One Way.
It took the trio another minute to figure out the intersection was actually Lee and 12th. Interpreters who join calls like this may be located halfway across the country. The companies they work for advertise this as a rewarding job that can be done from home. The same companies also translate for business call centers, banks, schools, and courts. In the case of our Salem emergency, a squad car rolls up to the scene before the call taker and interpreter get through the standard questions.
Do you see the officers?
¿Usted ya ve a los oficiales? Yeah.
Yes.
Can you stop and talk to them?
A piece of advice shared by several supervisors is to know how to say the name of your country and your native tongue in the local language wherever you go, just in case you need to call for help. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bontsey in Salem, Oregon.